Suicide is the leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-olds in Hawaii, and the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System results underscore the increasing numbers of Hawaii middle school-age students 11 to 14. Tricia Kajimura is the Executive Director for Mental Health America of Hawaii.
Students who ever seriously thought about killing themselves, middle school 23%, high school 16%. Students who ever made a plan, 16%, 13.8%. Students who ever attempted suicide, middle school 12%, high school 10%. This is alarmingly high, and these are students self-reporting anonymously through a survey.
Kajimura says bullying is playing a role in teen suicides, and education and training are essential to battling the stigma of mental health treatment. Part of that effort is a partnership with Hawaii Women in Filmmaking. They teach teens the skills and provide them the tools to enable them to create films with messages that are important to teens. This audio excerpt is from a conversation between Mia and her mother.
You bought me this jacket, ice cream, and we're going to get a nail done after.
I just wanted to spend a day with my little girl.
There must be a reason why I'm doing it today.
Actually, there is. The truth is I don't know how to be a mom. I don't know how to be a wife. We're thinking about getting a divorce. So we're moving next week to California.
You thought ice cream was going to fix this? I'm sorry.
The films provide a teen perspective. Vera Zambonelli is the founder and executive director of Hawaii Women in Filmmaking.
Making media that matters is not just filmmaking for filmmaking's sake. It's really building relationship and having informed conversations about what matters to them. And one thing that we always try to facilitate is tell your story. Don't tell someone else's story. So the films that you see, you know, there may be some fictional here and there, but they are mostly a reflection of what they're going through.
Mental Health America of Hawaii's Kajimura says access to mental health services must be available to everyone.
Mental health affects everyone in every age group. You know, right now we have a focus in our state on the seriously and persistently mentally ill, chronically homeless population. But if we are trying to solve the homeless problem only by housing people who are currently homeless, we're not going to stop the pipeline of what's driving people towards homelessness.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.